This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, as always coming to you from the patio studios, the original home for parties and St. Louis Cardinals baseball, when taking me back to my youth, of course, when patios first came around, and great times. But always want to remember that they are the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball, and of course brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. My good friend Randy Green and his 35 years of experience is ready to help you get your project done and get it done correctly. Remember, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial, Randy Green with Innovative Companies has you covered. Got the construction team, the heating and cooling team, and the electric team fired up and ready to go. He's a second-generation craftsman, folks, and when he gives you his word, it means everything to him. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, you know, another couple days closer to opening day. Had a lot of people getting in our contest, a lot of people taking advantage. Remind you real quick about that, twobirdsonabat.com. Click opening day ticket giveaway. It will walk you through how to gain multiple entries into the contest. And don't forget that once you've entered and once you've done all that, you can go back to that site every day. You can retweet, re-Facebook post. Because every time somebody clicks that and enters themselves, your post, you get an extra three entries. We've had some people taking advantage of the 50 entries by downloading Yo Radio on their mobile device. It's free. It's easy to do. And all you got to do is send us a picture of it. This is a snapshot, screenshot, boom, showing the Yo Radio app on your phone. You just tweet it at us, tag our friends at Yo Radio, and you receive 50 entries. So lots of people taking advantage. A lot of people want to go to opening day. A lot of people want to meet the man himself, and let's just bring him in right now on the m4byyachty.com hotline, where, don't forget, he'll be hand-delivering your two tickets to opening day to the winner, and that's my friend and yours, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? Doing good here in Arizona. Still can't wait. I tell you what, I can't wait to be in St. Louis, well, maybe not right now because of the weather, but...
It's gonna warm up. We're getting ready to warm up just a little. We're gonna warm it up a little
bit. I'm ready to go, man.
Well, St. Louis is ready. I tell you who's ready. A couple of guys in spring training are ready. We talked at length about Tyler O'Neill and what the heck to do with him. Boy, another home run for him yesterday. He probably wishes the season was going on right now. Paul Goldschmidt probably wishes the season was going on right now. He's doing nothing. You know, he's just doing what he does. You know, a couple of hits and. You know, just taking good at bats and down there working on his game. Couple of real nice plays at third base so far from Matt Carpenter, and I'm not saying that a couple of nice plays in spring training will silence critics, but let's face it, it's a concern, right? And seeing him make plays is a good thing. So, you know, some positive stuff. Some of the pitchers have been really good. There's been a few of the pitchers that have been not so good. We've had a couple of guys scuffling along at the plate and maybe some health stuff, but of all the things that are going on that are positive, your brother and everybody's favorite Cardinal, Yadier Molina, gets down behind the plate, catches a bullpen, comes back and does a simulated game, throwing out runners, guys hitting home runs. I mean, I think St. Louis is ready to see this guy on the field. It's going to be a for him after a performance like that. He was scheduled to catch his first league or spring training league game on March 14th. This will probably be a long 7 days for him to not say, "Hey, coach, go ahead and put me in."
I think he'll tell him put him in unless he has a plan, unless they already discuss a plan to play in the backfields. And you know, against teams that are coming, you know, sometimes we have B games, C games, because everybody doesn't get the at-bats they need it, and everybody's thinking it's only spring training, you know, the spring training game, and it's not spring training only. It's a B game out behind the fields, the backfields, and the C game, because the guys don't get at-bats. So maybe they have a plan, man. They don't want to risk it. They want to have him start when they said they were going to. So we'll see, man. But I, knowing my brother, man, knowing Yadi, he's gonna try to push it. If he feels good, he wants to play, and no matter what, you know.
Well, he looked like he felt good, you know. And like I said, I just go by, you know, all you can go by is the man and who he is. And let's face it, he has always been a guy that, if they said 3 weeks, it seemed like he was back in 2 weeks. If they said a month, it seems like he was trying to get back, you know, even if it was an extra day earlier. That's just how he trains. That's how he plays the game. He, you know, he wants to be there for his teammates, and he wants to play. And we're lucky to have him. We're lucky to have that going on. But still, it is spring training. We all know that. And like I said, a couple of guys, Tyler O'Neill, Paul Goldschmidt, ready to go. And I know it is spring training, and I brought up a couple of nice plays by Matt Carpenter, but do you think, and I just want to get your thoughts on this, I think we all know that he's not going to win a gold glove at any position, right? But how much of a difference is it going to make for a guy that, I think what we do know about Matt Carpenter is that he works really hard. Like, I don't think that's ever an issue for him. He's never shied away from doing what they ask him to do. So let me ask you this question. How much easier, or I guess the question would be, is it easier for him to get better at the position if he knows that's where I'm going to play and I don't have to worry about playing three different positions? Is it something that maybe he could improve his game on because he knows he's probably going to play 95% of his innings at third base this year?
Oh, it makes a huge difference, Jimbo, and fans out there. It makes a huge difference when this kid is just concentrating in one. I'm going to give you an example, and you might remember this name, Sean Figgins.
Yeah, Chauncey Figgins, yep.
Yeah, from the Angels.
Loved that guy.
Me too. And he played everywhere, right? So Socia had him everywhere. And he was just a career maybe 250, maybe 240, make a lot of errors. Obviously, he had to take ground balls in short, second, third, outfield. I mean, he was busy. And then one year, the year that he was a free agent, actually, he stuck him at third because we lost Troy Glaus. And then he had his best year, over 300, not many errors, was competing for a gold glove. I mean, he had his best year, but it was because he was concentrating one position. He dedicated himself fully to third base. And what you're saying there is 100% true. Carpenter is going to be way better knowing that Goldsmith is going to be at first, unless something happens that, like I told you before, unless Jericho caught fire and they keep Jericho and he catch fire and Wong has trouble hitting, or vice versa, because Wong is doing very good right now. He's feeling it. So right. Unless those two things happen, then Jericho will go to third and then might have a experience and option of Carpenter at sec or Jericho at second, you know, so that would leave Carpenter alone. But him knowing that Goldsmith is going to be there for a whole year, he doesn't have to worry about playing first. That Goldsmith is going to play 160 games, man. So he's not worried about it. I think it's going to help him defensively, and I really do believe it's going to help him hitting, because when you play every position, your mind is just jumping around, man. Even though Carp is a workhorse, you know, he likes to work hard in his hitting. He'll be fine. I really do believe it's going to help him.
Yeah, I'm obviously, you know, I think he can do it. I think a lot of fans, you know, believe he can do it. I don't, you know, there is a faction of people that have seen him not play so well defensively at times and think it's an issue. A lot of people don't like his throwing motion, so they think that's an issue. And I get it, you know. It's really, like, I can't be hypocritical and say, well, I don't really care, you know, how he does. I mean, I talk all the time about how Paul DeJong doesn't look like a traditional shortstop the way he moves his body. But at the end of the day, I always say this too, he seems to get the job done pretty darn well, so it really doesn't matter what I think about something
well,
like that.
We'll go with David Eckstein.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, David Eckstein, a ball in the hole was a base hit. A ball up on top of the bag at second base was a base hit. And we knew that. And we still won a championship. And St. Louis won a championship with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because all he did was make all the routine plays and then every now and again make a gutty play for you that you needed.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Not because he doesn't have a good arm makes it or Carp in this matter, not because he doesn't have a good arm makes it hard for us to win. No, if he makes the routine plays, we'll be fine, man. We'll be okay. We have guys like that, and every team has guys like that that are some of them are playing out of position even, and they go and make it all the way to the World Series. Schwarber, we always bring Schwarber. He's not a left fielder. He's a catcher, first base, and all of a sudden he's in outfield because Joe Madden likes his hitting. And what do? They go and win a World Series. I can keep going on and on with guys that doesn't have a very good, you know, a top quality, but then they go and do your job, and that's it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing as a fan, quote unquote, sometimes how we see things and maybe they don't look right to us, so we question them as opposed to the end result. And at this level, it's what? It's about results. And you're right, David Eckstein's a great example. There's more. They're out there, you know, guys that – there's all kinds of guys that play second base in this league that aren't great defenders. They play there because they're good hitters. And, you know, we talk about Colton Wong and we're blessed with his defense, but the reality of it is in today's league, it's – listen, having Colton Wong and his defense at second is a luxury because in this league – you don't really need a great defensive second baseman because of the shift. I mean,
let me tell you this more, Jimbo, about that, what you were saying. You put Colton Wong covers 5 feet away from his left hand, right?
Yep.
Or 5 feet from the right. You put David Eckstein or you put Brian Sobres in the same position, and he only covers 2 feet. You see what I'm saying? So you know that. So if we knew that when we had Eckstein, I take Eckstein in my team. I draft Eckstein in my team any day, man. I'm telling you, because of his heart, because of what he does for you. He gets on base all the time. He does it. He always works out the pitcher. He gets hit if you have to. I mean, he does everything for your team. And I will take him in a heartbeat. I would take Eckstein in my team. But you knew those limitations that he had. Right?
Yeah.
So we were fine with it. We were cool with it. And that's it.
Yeah. I do it too. I look at guys, like certain guys, I love to talk hitting. I love all that. I watch certain guys swing a bat and I'm like, man, it just looks awful, you know, but if they get it done, they get it done. This isn't a developmental level. This is where you get it done. I mean, you don't develop at the big leagues. You get.
I always say, you know, this is not instructional league. This is not instructional league. If you're going to go to the big leagues and start working on your crap, you're too late, buddy. You're wasting your dreams.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I would say this. I would. You know, if Carp can just play a good third base, it doesn't have to be great, just a good third base. And if he does what he does at the leadoff spot, we're way ahead of the game.
We're going to be fine, man. I'm telling you, we're going to be fine. These guys are getting prepared. Like we always say, this is spring training. Some of them are already made the team, and they know who they are. Probably Chilt went out there and talked to them and said, hey, man, work on your game. You have this team made. Work on your game. And same with the other guys. He probably went to guys like O'Neill. You have to show me you have to make the team, and you keep going with Arosonera or Bader or guys like that. And he probably went to him and said, hey, you got to show me that you make the team. You're not making the team yet, so let's go fight for it. Or Munoz. I mean, all these guys, they have to battle for their spot. But they talk to them, you know. If I was a manager, I would go to Dustin Pedroia and say, hey, Dustin, you have the team made, buddy, so work on your crap. And I will go to Big Papi and say, hey, Big Papi, you're ready for this year? Because you know these guys made it. But if you go to the guys who are trying to make it, then you go and talk to them in the office or in the outfield while BP's going. And then you tell them, you say, hey, man, put your driving thing on, because you got to make the team, man.
Yeah, I want to, you know, we're talking about a couple of guys right now that are going to make the team. I'd want to talk to you about a couple of guys that we know are going to make the team and kind of where they sit, because it's probably, as fans are watching Karp at third and watching Goldie and watching, you know, there's excitement. Well, there's other guys that people are already getting a little concerned about. So I want to talk to you a little bit about where we're at in spring training, your thoughts on the beginning. Like, this is technically the first, probably less than the first half. So I want to get your thoughts on that, amongst a couple other things. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Remember, right now, the thing to do there is click our opening day ticket giveaway. It'll walk you through all the ways that you can gain entries. Don't forget to download Yo Radio on your mobile device. It is free from the App Store. When you take a screenshot and tweet it at us and tag Yo Radio, you guys are going to get 50 extra entries into that contest. So some of you have really taken advantage of this contest. You retweet every day, you re Facebook post every day, and you're getting lots of entries from people clicking on your post and entering. So there's guys that are, I mean, I've got some people that have over 200 entries because they just keep getting in the contest. And then you receive 50 more for downloading Yo Radio that we will add. That's what our intern Will Kendall's been doing, is attaching that to people's social media accounts so that we can add it in. It's an easy way to get those entries. And if you want to go to opening day, folks, this is how you can do it. Don't forget our social media sites, Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Always a big push for us is Facebook. We want you to type in Two Birds on a Bat, click on our page, like our page. And once you've done so, please click invite your friends and invite all your friends or just your Cardinal fan friends. And as we try to build that group up, when you see our pin post, the 99 times out of 100, that will be the show. We're going to ask you to like it, comment on it, and, of course, share it. That's another way for us to reach more Cardinal fans. Don't forget us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there as well. And, again, thank you to lineupmedia.fm. That's where we are happy to be to call our home. And the people at Yo Radio for donating the tickets that we are giving away for opening day. Remember, it is free. Download it on your mobile device. You guys will love it. I want to thank our partners, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. They're four-pillar system, second to none, folks. Baseball season's right around the corner for the youngsters. They've got academies and personal training going on right now. Big thing right now, if you're not in it, you're failing, and that's just be a better athlete. Speed and agility, things like that. They're really focusing on that out there now. You can also do that there as well. Remember, folks, that's Gators Baseball Academy, located in Missouri and Illinois, and, of course, home of the Gators Baseball Academy. Our friends at Adam's Smokehouse, don't forget the best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. That's Adam's Smokehouse on Watson Road. Happy to have those guys be a part of a lot of what we're doing here at lineupmedia.fm, but they are happy to be a partner with us here at Two Birds on a Bat. I know when Benji's in town and Polo Asensio, my two favorite Spanish broadcasters, we get over there and get as much barbecue as we can. It never fails, folks. It's the best barbecue in St. Louis, whether you're going to eat in. And on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, they're open till 7. Don't forget, if you want to order and take out, you can order for the office. You can order for parties, box lunches. If you have an event that needs catered, they are second to none. And let me tell you, I've played in a million golf tournaments in my day, and if I would have made the turn and I saw the Adam Smokehouse truck, I got to tell you, I'd have been ready for that round to be over. That's Adam Smokehouse, folks. Tell our friend Mike you said hello. St. Louis, here's your cue. All right, my friend, I have a question for you, and that is this. We like to talk about the great start for Goldie and Karp, and we look at what Tyler O'Neill's doing. We watch how Jack Flaherty threw the ball the other day. We're real excited about Jordan Hicks, right? So I'm going to ask you a two-part question here. Can I get excited about Hicks and Flaherty and these other guys? How can I get excited when it's early in spring training about them and then not be concerned about guys like Ozuna and Fowler? What are your thoughts on that?
I could tell you, I get excited because obviously it's the positive going on, and it's a good thing that they're doing good. I don't get worried about guys like those two guys because they've been in spring training for a while. Now, if it was 5 days into the season or 4 days or 3 days into the season and they've been struggling all spring. And they've been struggling all spring, and then it's only 4 days to the season. Come on. So yeah, I'll be worried. But for now, I won't be worried just because these games, they might be just getting ready, man. I don't know. I had good spring training, so I cannot talk about me having bad spring trainings. But these guys are ready. They know what it takes to do the job and get ready. So I won't be concerned. But I get your question, man. It's easier to get excited for something good that happened, but it's like Bader's not swinging the bat very good, and there's guys like that that are not swinging the bat very good that we need. So we'll see how that goes. I get excited, but I don't get worried about the guys that have done it for many years in spring, you know?
Yeah, I got a question for you. It seems to me, and I don't have anything to back this up. It's all by memory. It's all by feel. But, man, it seems like there's lots of times where guys have great spring trainings and then they just don't start very well. And the only reason I remember it is because I always think to myself, man, it's almost like, can you imagine being really hot in spring training and then it stops and you take a few days off and then the season starts and then it's almost like, everything I did in spring training doesn't matter. Now it all starts over, and I haven't had any luck at the plate. I've had some bad at-bats, and now I've started in a hole. And then you see guys that don't do very well in spring training, and they start the season with a hot week, and the next thing you know, man, it's the beginning of a great season. It just seems like that happens.
I'm going to tell you this, Jimbo. I'll take any guys that are hot in spring training going out. I don't care about the days off. I don't care about how the days off are going to play out, if they're going to get cold or whatever. But you always get afraid of a guy getting cold spring training when his season starts, because you don't know if he's going to keep going cold. I mean, I know that it happens sometimes that the guy's cold and all of a sudden he tears it out in the season. I know that. It could happen. But me as a manager, as a organization, the heck with that. I'll take the guy that's hot out of spring training, because I know what he can do, and I hope that he stay hot, right? I mean, that's what I would take.
Yeah, I've got like I said, I don't have, like, any scientific proof of any of this, but I do know that I'm human, so it's only natural for me to get excited about a player doing well, especially a player I like. Especially a player that I think is important to the Cardinals. So, you know, I think we all thought, you know, Paul Goldschmidt, you know, that was your big get, right? So you need him to do really well. Like, that's something you've been missing. So when he starts out, you're like, yeah, man, no concerns there, you know. But then you look at it and go, phew, you know, we were really, really counting on a bounce back from Dex, and it hasn't started out so well. Now what?
Now it's because it's been a year and a half that, or a year and a little bit or more than a year that he haven't done his numbers, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you worry about him more than anybody else, because we knew what happened for a year and some. But I get it. I mean, it's normal. It's a normal nature for us to feel worried about that. I'm worried. Because we have a guy who can rake out there that he might take his spot too. So, well, it's normal to worry, but he's still a veteran. He's still a guy to give him the upper hand on getting ready for the season. And when the season starts, he might be one of those guys that you've been talking about that get hot when they are calling spring, you know. We just hope for it. How's that?
No, yeah, I hear you. And I'm in the same, I feel just like you do about the whole thing. I would sure like to, I'd sure like to be able to say that I look at spring training level-headed, but it's hard because I think the best part of spring training is being a fan and you've missed baseball and it's back. And I feel like I'm 10 years old because I can't wait till there's a spring training game on TV. I get excited about it. You know, like I'm going to get to watch the Cardinals play today. I think part of it is when the weather's bad here and you see those guys down there, there's a small bit of jealousy probably, but there's also that feeling in your mind that if you love baseball, the fact that they're playing down in Florida means that it's right around the corner here. So I think that's all part of it, you know. And then the storylines are all real. Like, you know, we talk on this show all the time about potential and players that haven't proven themselves. But the reality at the end of the day is every guy at some juncture had to prove himself, right? Where I think we get lost in the whole thing and where I think the disconnect is, the reason we get excited about it is because I think we just assume that every player that was really good in the minors is going to come up and be great. That's what makes these great players great, is that they were able to do it, not – more players than not do not come up here and be what they were in the minors. They just don't. And that's
more
why it's exciting.
More players than not are potential, Jimbo. More players than not are potential.
Yeah, it is interesting, too, to see, like, and I say this all the time, it's a personal thing, too. If you like a guy, if there's something about him you like, you're going to pull for him. You're going to defend him. You're going to give him way. Like here, I'm going to tell you right now, St. Louis, most of St. Louis right now, and I'm not saying rightfully so. I'm not saying wrongfully so. But a lot of people right now in St. Louis are infatuated with Tyler O'Neill. Tyler O'Neill hasn't really proven much at the big league level, right? He's starting to show that he belongs. But the reality of it is he hasn't really proven himself at the big league level yet. Now, that being said, a lot of Cardinal fans are willing to give him a lot of rope. But at the same time, there's a lot of Cardinal fans that are ready to pull the rope out on Dex. You know what I mean? So it is interesting how when you like somebody, you're really willing to stretch for them. But if for some reason you don't like a player, the rope is very short.
Well, that's not fair, though. That's another subject, right?
Right.
That's not fair. We're talking about here reality. We keep it real. We're trying to keep it how it really is going to be or how it really will be. Not because of I'm a fan of Yadi. I'm a fan of Goldsmith. I'm a fan of Matt Carpenter. I'm a fan of Jose Martinez. And that doesn't mean he's going to be in the lineup the next year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're trying to be realistic here. The fans, like you said, I understand them and I give them the respect. That's okay. Go fan. It's fine. It's fine with us. We want you to be a fan. That's great. But that's not reality when you choose to boo a guy you don't like and then cheer for a guy you like. You know what I'm saying? That's not what we're doing here.
Yeah, this is more about trying to be realistic about what you're going to get. And the reality of it is we're not sure what we're going to get. But boy, and I guess where I was going with it is, if you really like Tyler O'Neill, if you're a Tyler O'Neill fan, I promise you that what he's doing right now, you're out screaming from the rooftops. This is what this guy's going to do at the big league level for us, and we need to let him play. And if you don't like Dexter Fowler, right now you're going, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. So that's kind of what I was getting at, you know, as I have a whole. You know, as I can go back and forth a million different ways on all this stuff, but in the end, for me, I say this all the time. I'm not the biggest Dexter Fowler fan on the field. Off the field, great human being, okay? But the reality of it is he's wearing the Cardinal uniform, so if they're going to play him, I hope he hits 280 and hits 15 homers and steals 20 bases and picks up his game defensively, because at the end of the day, he plays for my team, and I'm not going to hope he doesn't do well just to be right. And that's kind of how I feel about it.
Or just to see another player play.
Right.
Because you're a fan. You're being a fan of Tyler O'Neill, and you're like, oh, I wish Fowler doesn't do well so my guy can play. No, you can't say that. I mean, come on, you can't do that because he plays for us. You know, he's our. If Fowler plays, it's like you said, Jimbo. If Fowler ends up playing over O'Neill, we gotta cheer for him. We want him to win games for us, because that's who we are. That's the Cardinal. He's representing us, and we want to win a World Series. And if he's in the lineup, we gotta cheer for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's how I feel.
If he doesn't do the job, it's different. If he doesn't do the job and he's still playing, and you have a guy that's hot out there, Jimbo, now that's totally different.
You know, what is today? Today's March 7th, so we're officially about 3 weeks away. Are we starting, what are we, about a week away from where we'll start seeing realistic lineups, we'll start seeing a little more game situations, guys obviously stretched out, things like that? Is it usually with about 2 weeks to go when we start seeing more game style, like real game style stuff?
I think it's probably going to be like a week and a half before everything. Remember, in spring training in Florida is really, really harsh because the traveling is long. So most of those kids stay home. They play only home games. They might make one or two trips, but they don't make all the trips. So for us to see the full lineup, it has to be probably a week away from the season to start, something like that, you know?
Yeah, I know fans like to – listen, we all do. I mean, we want to read into this. We want to look, see what we see. We want to enjoy it. But it is interesting how each week brings something new. Last question before you go. A lot of people were surprised at Jordan Hicks throwing 103 in spring training. Were you surprised by that? Or do you think – why would you be surprised? That's what he does. Or do you think he should have been only throwing 99 or 100 because it's spring training? I can't get where people were going with that.
That's what he does. What do you want him to throw? You want him to throw 90 in spring training and in the season 100? No, that's what he does. These are kids that cannot back off, Jimbo. You can't back off from any of your skills. It's like asking Tyler O'Neill to not steal bases and be slower. No, you can't do that. That's the way he plays. He's going to be fast. He's going to try to steal bases. I mean, that's asking everybody like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he does. That's the way he's going to throw right now in spring training. That's the way he's going to throw in the last game of the World Series. That's the way he's going to throw the next spring training. And that's the way he's going to throw the next World Series. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how he throws.
Yeah, I found it odd, some of the stuff I saw. Like, most impressive thing so far of spring, Jordan Hicks with consecutive 103-mile-an-hour pitches from, like, national guy. I'm like, okay. I guess that's kind of important. I guess that's kind of a big deal, but that's what he does. So, you know, it's funny, too, because I sometimes wonder if people – also understand that, like you said, and like I said, this is what they do. I mean, if you go out and you do what you do, the Cardinals aren't going to overthrow him in spring training. They're going to give him the amount of work that he needs, okay, that he needs to get ready. It's that simple, and it's that way for every player. I'll be curious to see. I mean, like I said, we have 3 weeks left, so I'm sure each show we'll be able to talk about somebody else and where they sit, but before we go today, I'm telling you folks, do not miss out on this opportunity for two tickets to opening day. You've got to be salivating. You got to be thinking, man, I really want to go. It's a holiday here in St. Louis. Receive your tickets from Benji directly. We'll meet over there early before he's got to go to work, and you guys can.
Hey, approved by us.
Yes, approved by Benji. You can miss work. You get to be off that day and the next day. It's a holiday. Approved by Benji Molina. He'll write you a note for your boss or your teacher. So if you need that when you get the ticket from him, he can do that. But to do so, guys, twobirdsonabat.com. Click the contest giveaway banner. Get your stuff done. Don't forget, you can go back every day and repost on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and receive more votes. I'm telling you, I love the fact that so many people are getting in on this contest and enjoying being a part of it. So please make sure you do so. Follow us on social media. As we get a little closer, we're going to start having other ways, just like we've done with Yo Radio, for you to gain other entries. The newest one will come out tomorrow. Another way for you to receive entries into the contest, so make sure you do so. Pay attention, folks. Social media, I'm telling you, you have to follow us. You never know what social media site it's going to be on. So that's at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Make sure you follow us. If you're a Cardinal fan, we'll follow you back. Facebook, hint, hint, Facebook, okay? Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Follow our page. Click invite your friends, okay? Do so, please, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun with something on Facebook, folks. Okay, we're going to have some fun with something on Facebook. So there's your hint. And that will come tomorrow. Another way for you to receive entries into the contest. I want everybody to follow us on Instagram as well. That will be the next little thing we do. So you might as well go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show. And again, special thanks to lineupmedia.fm and Yo Radio for the tickets. Download Yo Radio for free on your mobile device. Send us that picture and receive 50 entries. To our partners, again, Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road, thank you for your support, folks. St. Louis, here's your cue. Gators Baseball Academy, home of the four-pillar system and some of the best athletic trainers in St. Louis. If you want to improve your game, if you want to be a better player, if you want to be a better person on the field, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com is where it's at for you. To my friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, thank you for your continued support. We could not do the show without you and your wonderful family and everything that you do for everybody that takes the time to hire you. As being a man of your word has really helped out so many people in this area when it comes to their projects. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. They've got you covered. I'm telling you guys, it's Randy Green and InnovativeCompanies.com for construction, heating and cooling, and electric. To our friends at Patios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal Baseball, can't wait to see you guys at the start of the season. To all of our Facebook partners, Nate McHenry, RallyScroll.com, Mick Light, Art City Media. Of course, our friend Chris Lawless with Cardinals Nation 24/7, one of the best in the biz. To Ron, Gino, Crash, all the gang over at Cards on Deck. I know they've been going through some branding changes, but they do so much great stuff over there as well that you can't help but look out for what they're doing. Team of Rivals podcast, some of the great stuff going on with Cardinal baseball. To Linda and Vicky, I am a Cardinal fan, yes I am, and fans of Yadier Molina, two of our favorite groups. You guys keep on doing what you do. We love what you do for Cardinal baseball. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, Cardinals Freaks, some of the other great ones out there as well. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.